here with Kari Larson and Lisa Schultz, the Ditch Lilies, as they're better known by. And Kari, how long have you two been performing together?
Let's see. I'm going to say around, do you think 15 years sounds about right? I think about 15 years.
So where's the love of all this old country music come from? Is that what you grew up with?
Lisa grew up with it more than I did, so you, you've been listening to it.
Yeah, it's in the family, but I guess that's what it was for me. My mom and my grandmother had the records, you know, and that's what I, when I was a little toddler, I pulled them out and put them in those old consoles, you know.
Yeah.
But you, I mean, I don't know.
I came to it, I think, just through the mandolin. I fell in love with the mandolin, and that led me to all kinds of different music.
Right. Well, so you've played with all sorts of folks through the years, Kari, on recordings. I know Dakota Dave Hall, we did a couple recordings with him. And
yeah, we played together for several years, about six years, yeah.
That mandolin has gotten you around.
I like being a side gal, just playing with other people. I've always loved that, so that's been a ticket to a lot of great music for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and I know you like the harmony singing. You're fond of the Delmores and Louvins and
yes.
folks like that.
Yeah, we
yeah.
love that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of our favorite, just our favorite stuff to listen to and come up with how we want to do it.
Okay, well, we're really looking forward to hearing you tonight, and I'm glad you could make the show.
Right, happy to be here.
I'm here with Sarah York and Clancy Ward, and they're going to be among our featured performers this evening. And we're going to hear not only some classic old country harmony singing from Sarah and Clancy, but also some old-time breakdowns. And you guys were just out in with the old-time jam.
Yeah, we spent a week in Portland playing old-time music, and I called a dance out there, and Clancy's old band got together and had a reunion show.
Sarah and Clancy are extremely active in the old-time music community, not only here in the Midwest, but also on the West Coast, where they met the Portland music scene, Foghorn String Band, and all sorts of groups out there. And you play with and a lot of festivals here in the Midwest, too, old-timey particularly. I know you like those old duets.
Yep, yeah, we do.
Are you going to do some tonight?
Yep, we are.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a Louvin Brothers song we're going to do, and some other stuff that you'll just have to wait and hear.
Man, I had a dream of you. I dreamed I was strolling in the evening
underneath the harvest moon.
All right, we're here with Yvonne Mills, Barb Levine, and Russ Vitton, and they're going to be performing along with Amanda Hand this evening. And I think the quartet has been performing for how long now, Yvonne?
A year?
Just a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, was the first time Radio Waves?
Yeah.
This past year.
I think so.
This
yeah.
summer, yeah.
yeah.
That was the first time all of us got
yeah.
together.
And I hear you've worked up some new material. Is that correct?
We have four new songs, so that means we have 12 in our repertoire now. So I'm providing the soundtrack here with the ukulele as we speak. So
we're going to hear four tonight.
Four new ones,
okay,
yep.
Okay, four
yep.
new ones.
Yep.
And Russ, you've been performing with them for how long?
Well, the first time was September, this past September of 2013 at Radio Waves, yes. And we got together a a few times before that, of course, and so it's just an honor for me to be able to play with the gals. The good part, there's just three-part harmonies too and not four, so that works out better that way.
We say that Russ classes up the joint.
Yeah.
He really does.
That's my focus. I like to accompany, and so I use the instrument to do the best, you know, that I can to insert whatever would be the best for any particular song at any given time. So that's kind of my... That's my focus, is just to do what I can with the instrument and make it work best.
Very humble. Unnecessarily so.
Unnecessarily humble. You've been involved with music all your life, too?
Yeah. Well, I'm a classical flute player is what I am.
Okay.
And I actually have a degree in music, which is why I run a restaurant. And, yeah. But I started playing the ukulele a couple years ago, and I always say that Yvonne is an instigator, and she has gotten me to do things that I didn't think I would do, but here we are.
Well, let's talk with the instigator again.
Barb and I probably started singing together at the Friday night community song circle, which Russ showed up to a couple of times, or several times. And
okay.
Amanda has been there also.
We've done things at the summer solstice together, too.
Yeah.
Yvonne and I and Amanda have done things.
I just want to sing harmony with folks.
Come, Tennessee me, waiting here. I'm lonely tonight, but feeling all right. Why don't you come over here? Why don't you come over here?
Okay, I'm speaking with Cal Hann and Amanda Hann. And we're glad they're up here with us. Well, Amanda's here year-round, but Cal has joined his daughter and will be performing tonight at the Grand Marais Old Opry. And Cal, how often do you have an opportunity to play with Amanda?
Well, three times a year maybe, up here in Grand Marais all the time now that she lives here.
Three times a year?
That's
not enough.
No, it's not. But we try to practice more, but it never works out.
Well, you've been in at it since what, the 1970s or even
60s, yeah.
1960s,
yeah.
And I understand you played with a band called the Sorry Mothers.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was what, in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, that was Twin Cities from about 68 to 72. John Kolstad, Bill Hinckley and Judy Larson. Soupy Milton Schindler, and Bob Stelnicki, who's from Chicago and back there again. He played washed up bass with us. And did I get everybody? And there were some other people who were in and out of the band.
So you were part of that whole early scene
in
Minneapolis.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the line, you started working with Garrison on the Prairie Home Companion show.
Yeah, I did. On. Yeah, the first year that they were on, I started playing with them and worked for about 12 years with Garrison and the crew.
Okay.
That would have been 74 to 86.
Any major influences in your life, Kel?
Yeah, Josh Graves. He played dobro with Lester Flat, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. He was the guy that I listened to and learned from and then did get to be friends with. And although when we'd get together either at my house in Minneapolis or at his house in Nashville, we didn't play music, but we sure sat around and talked a lot. Had a couple of beers.
And Amanda, no doubt, has had a chance to soak up all this music throughout her life.
That's right. Yeah.
And that must have certainly influenced you.
I think heavily, yeah, quite a bit. I was more inclined to listen and play on my own than to take lessons consistently. So, yeah, it was probably the way that it got in. So,
what particular genre of music did you get started in?
Well, you know, what was being played in the house was country and bluegrass and blues to some extent. I mean, I took classical piano lessons, you know, that's kind of how I learned that instrument, but what was in our house was what you'll be hearing tonight.
There's someone for me somewhere.